Well, praise the Lord. Let's go to him in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. We are eternally grateful for your love, for your goodness, for your mercy. Father, we thank and praise you that you have gotten us up this morning with all activity of our limbs, and you have given us words that we can say to ourselves, oh God, to enrich, enhance, and empower us as we go throughout our day. Father, we say, and not only are those words for us, but for others. Father, we thank you so much for the TMC call, for our founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, we thank you so much for Artists International. We thank you, Lord, that you gave them the mandate to start this call. And I'm sure they had to do a whole lot of talking to themselves in order to get us to where we are today. So we thank you for them. We thank you, Lord. I'm sure that the V.H. De Leon family had to do a whole lot of talking to themselves to bring forth a company like Artists International. Lord, would you just bless them indeed. And whatever they stand in need of for, granted, we pray, according to your will. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning on the call. You know what they stand in need of, Father, so we thank you for blessing it. Now, Lord, we lift up our speaker. We lift up the word that will come forth from our speaker, oh God, that you have already empowered them with what we need to hear. Father, we pray for utterance, Lord, that it will be brought to us, Lord, and that for hearts that understand and listening ears in Jesus' name. And Father, we'll be more than just doers, hearers of the word. We are doers. Now, we command that the airwaves are flowing freely, that everything will be fed, that we will, that not a word will be dropped this morning, but the transmission is clear. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I love you, my TMC family. Go ahead and go on and talk to yourself too today, because we know that there are things that we need to tell ourselves, because the world is telling us so many other things that are not positive, but the Word of God has so many positive words, so many truths that we can apply to our lives. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. I love you, and God bless you.
I love you, and God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Willa. I tell you, you just hear the joy of the Lord in the midst of the conversation and the call when you get on early in the mornings with Minister Willa, and I so thank God also for that wonderful, wonderful tag, not just Talk to Yourself Tuesday, but Marvelous Talk to Yourself Tuesday. Praise God, and thank you for opening us up with that powerful prayer this morning. Well, good morning, TMC family, and again, I tell you, God has blessed us with another day to join together in prayer and glorifying him. And I'm Brenda Terrell here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and I welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call and say thank you for joining us and being a part of this telecommunication sanctuary. And we're so grateful to God for two phenomenal, phenomenal women of God who started this call back in October 2010. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we give God glory for them, because this call is continuing on day by day, strengthening each and every one of us. Now, this call was also established on a scripture, and that scripture is Psalm 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have this mission statement that we stand on, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we are believing, God, that this is what's taking place in each and every one of your lives. And so we invite you. Get some people on the call. Invite your family. Invite your friends, your coworkers, and tell them this is a wonderful way to start their day. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website. Yes, we have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. It's www.themasterscall.net. And there you will find all of messages being archived there. You'll notice that you'll be able to read up on the bios of our speakers and also find out what's going on within the Master's Call arena. And so what it is that I love to dwell on that theme, and it says, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. So here we are on day 22 of our corporate fast. Yes, we're on day 22, but guess what? Some of us are going forth into to 40 days. So it's not too late to be a part of this wonderful corporate fast. And I tell you, it's so much a blessing. Go back there to our website and you'll see the directives. You'll see the different areas that we're praying together for, and you'll be blessed. I guarantee it. You will be blessed. The directives are there on our website. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, such as being a greeter or a host, or you may have a word from the Lord, we want you to send your information to info@themasterscall.net. And you may also have prayer requests and or praise reports. So also send that information to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of this phenomenal company called Artists International, and I call it the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, because we are helping so many people around the country, around the world, to get healthy again with the phenomenal, awesome products that we have. Now, if you want to learn more about this company, get with the person that invited you on this call, or you can go to the new Morning Motivational Call, which was started some years back by this phenomenal lady we call the Godmother, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and she's a platinum president with this phenomenal company. Then she passed the baton over to some other leaders that are doing a phenomenal job. So go to this call right after this call, and it is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. This company was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. Yes, we are 25 years strong, so that's saying something. And not only that, we are so excited because we got the 72-hour weight loss system that's going around the world, around the country. People are excited because they're losing up to 7 pounds in 72 hours, some more. So get with the person that invited you to this call and find out what's going on with Artists International. We are excited because we're going to Las Vegas, Nevada, February 16th and 17th. Yes, we will be at the Planet Hollywood Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, February 16th and 17th. So get on the plane, get your ticket, and come and meet us. We want to hug your neck. We are so excited about what's taking place. New information, new products going to be introduced. So be there at Las Vegas, Nevada, at our 2016 kickoff. Well, guess what? I'm getting out of the way because we are ready to hear a word from on high. We have this little powerful lady. I tell you, she is such a blessing. When you see her, she's always smiling. You ever hear her complaining about anything, she's just so grateful to God for being on this earth, and not only that, for being a person that's willing to help and help in every way she can. That's the type of spirit she has. We thank God for Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. That's what she says. She's from the Bronx, New York, and she is a blessing to the masses. This woman has been said about her, and I'm telling you from other people, she is one of the hardest working people I know. This is the quote I hear quite often with her. She is in New York. I am in Mississippi. I've met her a couple several times, and I tell you, she's such a blessing. She's always got a smile on her face. She is a person that's in a political arena, political realm. She is a person who is constantly working with the community. She's always got a project going on. She's helping people with the artist products. She loves, loves, loves artists. She lets that be known wherever she goes. And not only that, she has a TV show. So we are so thankful to God that this woman of God is a blessing to the masses. She's a blessing to us. And I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some, present to others, none other than Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Are you there, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Terrell. I'll tell you later. Thank you. Good morning, Artist family, and happy Tuesday. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Take it away.
Okay. Thank you so much. First and foremost, I want to give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's the head of my life. I want to thank Minister Willer. She is so excited at all times. I just admire her and her excitement, and thank you for opening the seat and praying for us this morning. And also, Minister Brenda, I said I would tell you later. I want to give very good thanks and praises for our founders of this TMC call. I'm so excited about being on this call, and I got to thank Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PJ Roberts for this platform, because I don't take this lightly. This is something that we just, I'm so thankful to get up in the morning to be able to minister and be a part of this TMC call. Let us pray. Lord, thank you this morning. Thank you for everything you have brought to us. Thank you for covering us in sorrows, but also blessing us abundantly with my side. I do not be afraid of anything. Amen, amen. Lord, we just want to say this one. My thing is one I was about to change, but I said the life of happiness. It is a noun, to be happy. When I wake up, when I speak to someone or text someone, I say happy before the happy. Whatever day is, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I always say happy. Because I think that we all, like to say, the power of the tongue, we should be happy, because everybody's not happy. But this is a day that we, with the God, woke us up and we should be happy. Reading from Ephesians 3, verses 12, know that there is nothing better for men, I put the women in there, men and women, than to be happy and to do good while they are living. We have to be able to help someone today. It is not a sin to be happy. Let me say it again. It's not a sin to be happy. Your Heavenly Father gave you a life to be treasured, enjoyed to the fullest. It is filled with spices of rapture, humor. You are that. That's the riches that you must think about. Thank God that we can put a smile on your face. Sometimes I'm on the subway, and I just smile at somebody, and they'll smile back. You know, New Yorkers don't really smile, but and you say good morning, they don't say anything to you. But everybody's not like that. But just say, you know, just start out your day, smile at somebody, just smile and see what happens. Say happy Monday, happy Tuesday, happy Tuesday. Give them something that it'll break the shit down, so they'll smile. Live your life so that with joy and happiness. You have reason to be great joy. God loves you. Christ died for you. And the Holy Spirit leads you onto a joyful path. I was just researching and on happiness. And happiness is a noun. And it comes from your life happy. I read out of the NRSV Bible, and that's the four conditions, because I attended at NYTS. This is where, you know, you start with happiness, content, fortune, and favor. And said, I art thou, O Israel, reading from Deuteronomy 33:29, happy are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help and the sword of your triumph. Your enemies shall come and fall to you, and you shall eat, and you shall tread on their back. That's what happened to me on holidays. I had put some things together, but you know what? They were trying to rob me of my happiness, but I said, oh, no, I'm going to stay focused. This is what I did, because out of my heart to help others. But everybody else thought differently. Then reading from John 5:17, it says, happy is the one who God reapproves. Therefore, do not despise the disciples of the Almighty. And reading from happiness, you know, happy, only 30 words and happiness in the Bible? Only 30. So I would say to everyone, not be happy. Reading from Psalms 128, and I'm going to read from two different versions. This is the NRS of Bible. It reads, you shall eat the fruit of the labor, as you shall in your hands, and you shall be happy, and it shall go well with you. That's why we are fasting. That's why I'm on my 22nd day of fast. I'm excited. And miracles have happened to me, because the first time when I went on the fasting on the first day, the second day, that's when my show started to air once a week. I was like, oh, my God, it was. I'm thinking about something else. It was. And it is so. You, maybe everybody not be fasting, but let's start to do this. The whole fast. And reading from the Good News Bible, your work will provide you for your need, and you will be happy and prosperous. That is so true. I am so excited. excited about that. And read from verse Psalms also 146 verse 5. Happy is the man who has the good of Jacob in helping him, and who depends on the Lord is his God. Happy. We are so happy to be up here. We're so happy to be on this call. I am so happy. Read from Psalms 146 again, and this coming from the NRLV Bible. Happy is those who are heaven, the God of Jacob, and who we hope is the Lord their God. See, every Bible has a different, it's saying the same thing, but read out it reads differently. So that's why I am thank God for being happy. And everybody else should always thank God for being happy. Waking up this morning, reading from this is a story that I had read, and I thought it was so beautiful to also the Greek island. The Greek is called the Cyprus Happy Island. Oh, have you heard of that? They believe that it is a geographical location that's perfect climate and fertility soil, and anybody who lives in Cyprus has made it in the shade. I thought, really? Then we need to move. I need to move. Right. True happiness is not dependent on your circumstances. It is self-contained. Regardless of what is happiness, is internal or external. It is believed it is possible to be truly happy person and generous and blessing the person. Some people think that if they were wealthy, then they would be happy. No, no, it's not true. You could be happy with whatever God has put in front of you. You can help yourself because when we lack anything, I was just thinking about when we're doing honest and action. If we do the right thing, we can consider ourselves still happy because I'm so happy to be company brought this to America. And Godmother Dorothy Cook took it to a whole new level, and we are just so happy right now. We can just thank you, Jesus, because if we want to make some extra money or money, if we set ourselves to listen to the things that they have put in front of us, and I just went and wanted to craft put that 72-hour weight loss, and I've been beginning to text it out to everybody on my phone. Text it out so they can listen to it and get and have them to call you back or text you back, really call you back, because I was speaking to one of my lawyer friends, and he was saying that texting sometimes it don't give you a real feeling. You sit behind. So I said, well, I begin to change it. When he said it to me Sunday, I kind of like, okay, let me, I'll text them, but I also will call, reach out and call people. So, we just got to understand what we have here. And so if we take this serious, this Artist International can certainly make you happy, and you can certainly be wealthy. You can help a lot of people, a lot of people. So consider this. So I'm going to read your story that Joe Rodriguez had. He's a New York parking lot attendant who won. He won $149 million in lottery. 2 days after he claimed bankruptcy, his biggest win seemed to only be to bring him a whole lot of trouble. Friends, family, relatives seeking handouts. His wife, of course, she filed for divorce 10 days after he won, demanding half of the jackpot. Lord, amen. See, people are not happy. So I would assume that he would be happy after winning that money. Not necessarily, because it created a whole lot of everyone coming out of the woodwork. There are some things money can't buy. There are other things it can buy, and money can't buy you a bed, but it can buy you a good night's sleep. It can't buy you a book, but it can also, it can't buy you a brain, but we must understand that. We must understand what we have here. It can buy you a house, but it cannot. It's not a home. But it can buy you a nest, but but it can't buy you help. So, like I was saying, that what we have here with Artist Next, we have something to help you. I just want to do you a little story that happened to me last evening. I got a slight headache, whatever. I guess I need to go outside. But in the meantime, I remember my memory charge, and I went to put it under my tongue. And as I used the product, it released. Something just went over me. I thought, oh, my God. And I know that our product went, so we need to understand we have something that we need to understand. To get healthy, we need to share the product. Money can't buy you music, but it can buy you happiness. In the words that Paul and John and George and Ringo, money can't buy you happiness. We are also understand that this is such a time in our life that we must really go out and share. I was reading from Deuteronomy 33, verse 29. Always happy is all you, O Israel, who is like you? People say the Lord shield and you help and then towards your enemies. Happiness. How can we be happy? How can we be happy today? Can we go out and share something with someone and be happy today? Happiness is, like I said, happiness is from a happy. Degree of sensitivity, which brings from the enjoyment of good, that state of being, which is a desire and gratitude and joy. A pleasure without pain. We say happiness with a positive pleasure or an excitement and agreement. Happiness is a state of being, pleasurable, satisfied, experience the sign of the word rejoice from which you are led. Joy comes from feeling your delight. Become one of those. I am glad to wake up this morning because I'm happy. The Bible and the word happy and happiness. Happiness only comes to us as we begin to share and help others. We can be happy and we do the right thing by somebody today. Happy moments, praise God, pick up the moment, thank God, quiet moment, worship God, pray for moment, trust God in every moment. Thank God for all that He's done for us today. I can't say no more, but Lord God has given us a power to help, to share. And if you understand what we have here, we will go out and do a great thing tonight. You shall eat. You shall eat the fruit of labor. You shall be happy. And all that we can say to urge and everyone this morning, go out and do something good for somebody this morning. In closing, happiness flows when we are present in unity and love and friendship. Serving, we are all good company, connected with nature. And sure, we feel unity with whatever or whoever is in front of us. So this morning, go out and be happy. Hold for you there.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Minister. Cynthia, for such a profound message, being happy. I tell you, we all choose to be happy. Thank you. Thank you for that message. And I will ask you to come back and close us out with a benediction. So, people of God, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We thank you, Father, that you have given us another opportunity to glorify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, that you have given us this time to open our eyes and see the splendor of your glory, to realize, Father, that we do have a time and a place, Lord God, to serve and worship you in all that we do. So, Father God, we ask that you continue to use us to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name, being happy in all that we do. We thank you, Father, for this woman of God, Cynthia Cox, who have given us this word, Lord God, to remind us that we should be happy in all that we do, because you have given us the joy of the Lord. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that being in you, working in you, living in you is to be happy. And we thank you, Father God, for Cynthia Cox, Lord God. We ask that you continue to bless and pour into her the virtues of your peace, your love, your joy, your strength. All that she needs, Father God, we thank you for supplying her every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you strengthen them, Lord God. Place them, Lord, in a place, Lord God, where they will feel your rest, will feel your arms of your care, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for blessing their surroundings and everything their hands touch and where their feet tread, that you're keeping them, Lord God, and strengthening them. We ask you, Father, that you continue to bless Mother Josie in a special way, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for our bereaved families. We're asking your special blessings upon them, especially Johnny Brooks of Houston, Lord God, whose mother, Elizabeth, went home to be with the Lord. We ask that you strengthen him and his family. Comfort them like none other, Father. We ask that you continue to comfort the Gloria Tate and her family, Father God, Tiffany Lauderdale and her family, Lord God, the Kirkwood family, the Lewis family, and Pastor Candy's family. Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen these families, Lord God. We know, Lord, that you can comfort like none other. So we thank you in advance for strengthening them and blessing them in a special way, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, these your people who are on this call, we ask that you continue, Father God, to show them your way, to manifest your glory through them, Father, in such a mighty way. We give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory for all that you're doing this day and the days to come. In the matchless name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to bless Artists International. Continue to strengthen the family, and the Diaz de Leon family, and all that they're doing to prepare for 2016 kickoff, Father. We know that this is going to be a conference like none other. So we thank you in advance, Lord God, that the glory of your love, your peace, and your joy will be in the midst, Father, like never before. So we thank you for all the leaders that are taking their time to go and be a part of what you've called together to do. And we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Well, TMC family, you know, it is such a blessing and an honor to host each and every one of you, and we thank God for each and every one of you. So I know if you want to hear this message again about being happy, because it's important that we all stay happy. That replay number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PIN is the same, 957-677-pound. Now, remember that we have this 2016 kickoff coming up. Get your tickets. Get on the back office and let them know that you're coming so they can reserve a place for you. We want to see your face in the place and hug your necks. So get there to Las Vegas, Nevada. And remember, the new morning motivational call is coming up next. And I know probably Minister Harold Hems has a powerful teaching that he's going to do this morning. And that number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3685. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. 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 Okay, so we're so thankful for all of you joining us this morning. We look forward to you being with us again tomorrow morning. We love each and every one of you. Thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and opening us up with that powerful prayer and giving us that tag, Marvelous Talk to Yourself Tuesday. Praise God. And thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for reminding us that we should walk around this earth being happy, because that's what God has ordained us to do. We so love and appreciate you. So would you please come back and close us out with a benediction?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate each and every one. Lord, I want to grow to help me to deeper into your word. Teach me more each day so that I am better equipped to serve, to worship you, and to be happy. Everyone have a happy Tuesday. God bless you.